Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says he discussed Iran's nuclear program with European Union High Representative Catherine Ashton and Iranian Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Saleh, and all agree the dormant nuclear talks should be revived as soon as possible. The last round of talks, which were held in January in Istanbul, broke up without any breakthrough on a proposed fuel swap plan. Under the plan, Iran would agree to end its uranium enrichment program in exchange for enriched foreign material. Western powers suspect Iran is planning to build nuclear weapons. Tehran denies this, saying its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes. Lavrov says a more detailed approach is needed to ensure Iran does not pursue nuclear weapons. He speaks through an interpreter.
The Iranian partners have said that they are ready to discuss all of these issues, and now we need to do the groundwork for the next round, which of course can't simply be a round where we exchange our positions. We need now to start agreeing on specific agreements. And the most realistic, I think, is to have a step-by-step approach where initially we reestablish confidence.
Western countries charge Iran's nuclear program breaks the terms of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Iranian Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Saleh, who spoke at the UN Conference on Disarmament, did not directly deal with this controversial issue. Instead, he lashed out at the major nuclear powers, claiming their huge stockpiles of weapons posed the greatest threat to the survival of humankind. He said the Non-Proliferation Treaty does not provide a right for nuclear weapon states to keep their nuclear arsenals indefinitely.
New aristocracy based on two classes of international civilians, of haves and have-nots, should not be tolerated anymore. Nuclear energy is not equating to nuclear weapons, and the right of all states for peaceful nuclear activities be guaranteed.
Iranian Minister Salehi says the indefinite extension of the NPT does not mean the indefinite possession of nuclear weapons. He says the production, possession, development, use, or threat of use of nuclear weapons under any pretext is illegitimate, immoral, and inhumane. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.